You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 44. And today we're going to explore what it takes to get to success that's beyond your comfort zone. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm your host, Melanie Benson. And if you've been listening to me for a while now, or maybe you've been following my work online, or maybe we've worked together before, and you're ready to take things to the next level, then let's talk. Right now, I'm accepting applications from thought leaders, visionaries, innovators, disruptors, change makers, people who are ready to take things to a whole new level, but they don't necessarily know how to do that. Maybe you've got a vision, you want to make a greater impact, you want to scale your income, you want to take time away from your business, and you just know that the way you got here isn't going to get you there. So this is a great time for us to check in. Now, I'm only going to be taking on a handful of new Platinum Leader clients who are willing to be all in and they are ready to accomplish things they never knew were possible. And if you think that's you, or you would simply just like to get a check-in on where you're at with your business, you'd like to really just see what the health of your business is like, I'll invite you to take my free Influential Profits quiz at influentialprofits.com. The quiz is designed to identify what your growth bottlenecks are, as well as any areas that you could massively scale, exponentially grow quickly by making a couple of small shifts that move the needle fast. So take the quiz today at influentialprofits.com. And if you'd like to coach with me, this is the first step anyway. And if you just want the information, that's fine too. So let's get into today's episode. How big is your comfort zone? And what is our comfort zone? A lot of people talk about success being just over there outside of your comfort zone. And that if you want to achieve anything really amazing, you've got to be willing to get outside your comfort zone. And it's true. Our comfort zone is a space of security. It's where we default to when we want to feel safe and comfortable. And when we want to get to the goodies of just doing what we know how to do. And if we want to create something new in our lives, we want to get to a new place, a new level of success, a new kind of relationship, a new level of financial abundance, we usually have to do some things we've never done before to get where we want to go. And that old saying is absolutely true. You can't get to that next level of success doing what you've already done. Hey, because if what we already do every day works, we'd already have it, right? So let's talk about comfort zone today, and let's talk about how we can actually expand our comfort zone, or better yet, leap into a whole new one. Because ultimately, when we want another level of success, when we want to create something much bigger, we aren't going to get there if we stay in our comfort zone. Our comfort zone exists in a place that is familiar patterns. It's the same thinking we've always had. It actually is a place where stress is very low because we're not really doing anything new or risky. So we're not stretching, we're not growing, we're not expanding, which does feel uncomfortable. And the funny thing about comfort zones is that if you want new levels of success, your comfort zone becomes your enemy. And it's the antithesis of what we would need from ourselves and from the world around us if we want to create something that's a new level, a new kind of success. But here's what I also know about comfort zones. Having worked with entrepreneurs for over 15 years, doing a lot of personal growth work over the last 30 years, I have realized that if you push yourself too far too fast and try to leapfrog a lot of things and push yourself to get too far out of your comfort zone too fast, you might actually get the opposite of what you want. And that is you paralyze, you freeze, because it's too overwhelming and there's too much new. And this is where we'll talk about this a little bit in a minute about knowing how you best grow, like really knowing your growth path, your best strategies for growth for you, really comes in handy. So the key that we're going to go into today is finding what I like to call optimal tension. Because tension is what we have to experience if we want to create new patterns. And so I like to call it tensions because it's not a bad thing. It's just many of us, when we're outside our comfort zone, don't understand what's happening, and we get into fear, we get into a lot of emotion. Everything can feel like it's changing really quick, and maybe even you're feeling the loss of things that you've been attached to. And that's normal when we are pushing out of our comfort zone. What we have to do with our mind is reframe what's happening so that we don't look at it as a bad thing, but we recognize what's happening, and we can manage moving in and out of this optimal tension so that we are removing the old patterns that are not serving us and creating new patterns in this place of tension. Because the tension, optimal tension, is where these new behaviors, these new ideas, these new paradigms, these new possibilities, that's where they'll stick. They will not get created from the comfort zone, because we don't want to change anything in the comfort zone. So let's just explore our comfort zone just a little bit more for a second and recognize that our comfort zone, even though it's a safe place and it's all cozy and everything feels normal there, it's also where we default to from a place of fear when we're afraid that what's out there that we want, something bad will happen. Like we might get hurt, we might fail, we're afraid that we might look bad or not do it right. You know, big one for a lot of people is we're afraid we might lose money or time. So when that vision of what's out there feels bad and scary, you will retreat into your comfort zone. And a lot of people live in their comfort zone. I remember coaching someone several years ago who had his own business and he really wanted to make more money, but his comfort zone was keeping him stuck. And what would happen is he'd go out every night drinking with his friends, because that's what they always did. That was the pattern. And those friends would talk him out of doing the things that he needed to do to grow, because they didn't want to lose their drinking buddy. So he had these patterns that were literally, he would stretch a little bit and start to get these new ideas, and he would start to put some new habits in place, and then he would just catapult right back like a rubber band that's gotten pulled really tight and it snaps and it goes back to its original position. That's what kept happening, because he wasn't changing enough of his habits and behaviors and thinking and reinforcing it with the right environment. So when you're in the comfort zone, what happens is you lack inspiration. So you don't really see a possibility of more. And you get very content with what you already have because it feels like it's enough. And this is where that interesting dance with doing just enough not to drown comes into place, okay? Because you're content with your present circumstances, and you might even rationalize why you're where you are. And you might see that thing out there and see a lot of people going for the dream, and you might even have goals, but you kind of talk yourself out of going for them because the path to get there is so daunting compared to the comfiness of the comfort zone. So I want to tackle some of the signs you might be in your comfort zone, just in case you are there or in the future you find yourself sliding back into it. In your comfort zone, you tend to do what you know, and you're very good at it. And what you have is enough. And doing new things, even if you're investing in a coach or you're in a mastermind or you're taking a training and you're hearing what you could be doing to get better results, you will make up a whole bunch of excuses and rationalizations about why you shouldn't do it. And you will find that you run out of energy quickly. And anything bigger that you've never done before will be too scary to tackle. So this can be around money. This can be around goals. This can be around relationships. It can be around your health. It can be around anything that is a different level of success in an area of your life that you've wanted. It can be around hiring a team, getting support, about a marketing strategy that you've been considering or that you've been told would really work for you. Literally, you will talk yourself out of it because your comfort zone says, this is what I know, and out there is too scary. So let's go back to this idea of optimal tension. So optimal tension is recognizing that your comfort zone, where you are right now, and then the, let's pretend that's a circle, right? We've all seen the circle picture of your comfort zone, and then the circle way over there of what it's going to look like to have a new level of success. The optimal tension is the road you would travel. Let's think of it as like a bridge between your comfort zone and that new circle. That tension is going to be the strategies to move out of into a new experience. So you can already start to imagine that if you want to bust free of your comfort zone and create things that you never imagined were possible but always dreamed of, then you're going to have to imagine what that thing looks like, right? So let's do a little exercise for a minute. I want you to get out a piece of paper, and if you don't have one, come back to this spot in the podcast. Get out a piece of paper, and I want you to draw a circle, and it should be a smaller circle, and then draw a bigger circle away from that first circle. And inside the smaller circle, write your name, your current level of income, okay, and anything else that's really pivotal about where you are right now, like really common. So it could be that you know, your current business model, the amount of days you work, could be a habit, something that feels important to you about where you are right now. And then we have to now define what's in that bigger circle. You might already know it could be an income goal. It could be something that you've set as a goal that you've had for years and years and years and you never accomplished. It could be a new standard. Maybe how you want to be supported or a level of confidence. It could be a brand new strategy that you wanted. I want you to write those things that you dream about in that new outside your comfort zone circle. Now, our goal today is to start figuring out what's between, what's the path between them. And this is where the steps come in. Okay, so let's talk about the steps involved in getting into a new comfort zone and or to expand your comfort zone. So ultimately really what it is we want to either expand your zone so that it's wider or leap into a whole new zone, one that you haven't been in before. And that's going to depend on whether you are what I call a catapulter or someone who needs small, meaningful steps. So a catapulter is someone who, and I'm not saying caterpillar, I'm saying catapulter. So a catapulter is someone who leaps. They do better when there's a goal that's so much bigger than them, they can't possibly be the same person to go there. So that does take more confidence. It takes resourcefulness. It takes resilience. Okay? You have to really recognize your capacities. And this is why the three most important superpowers that you can have to expand your comfort zone and that come from being willing to play outside your comfort zone is confidence, capability, and resilience. And so if you are a catapulter, you probably already have those and you may just strengthen them every time you expand your comfort zone or get into a new comfort zone or play outside your comfort zone, right? But if you are more of I have to take small, meaningful steps, I need to build momentum, I need a lot of small wins, that might mean those are superpowers you don't feel like you have, which you do, but you just haven't built that muscle up yet. So every time you take those steps forward, every time you push a little bit outside of that zone, every time you expand your zone of comfort, you are building more confidence, you are building more capability, and you're building more resilience. So just know that every person on this planet who expands their zone, who plays outside the zone, who gets really builds up this muscle is building those superpowers up. And those superpowers come in handy all the time out there in the entrepreneurial world and the thought leader world and in the world of developing big, bold visions and seeing those come to life. You need those superpowers. So there's really a great payoff to practicing playing outside your comfort zone. But I talked about being a catapulter. What happens though if you're not a catapulter and you know that? How do we start to build small, meaningful steps? How do you build small wins? Let me go into the steps because this is where those wins come from. The first thing and the most important thing is to really decide what that new outcome is. But more than just setting a goal, you've got to like infuse fire and passion and excitement into that outcome. It's not enough to just be a goal that you put out there and then you put away. It's got to mean something to you. The people that achieve the biggest goals have goals that are supercharged with their values, with their passions, and they're excited about them. I've been doing this a long time, and I know if I'm not excited about something, it's probably not going to happen. Because guess what? It turns into a big fat should. Big fat shoulds, I'll retreat to my comfort zone. Thank you very much. So in order to play outside your comfort zone, you got to want it, because it's going to get stretchy in there. It's going to get a little tight. There's going to be tension. You're going to confront parts of you that you haven't confronted before. Don't get scared. Just know it's part of growing. Remember back when you first learned to walk? Well, maybe you don't remember, but you heard the stories about it. You tumbled, you fell, but guess what? We get back up and we keep walking, because that's what we do when we're learning something new. And that's what we do when we're pushing outside our comfort zone and creating new levels of success. We're going to bump our knees. We're going to, you know, hit our noggin, you know, once in a while. And if we keep getting back up, learning and strengthening ourselves as we go, we will ultimately get there. So the outcome has to be infused with power. It has to be firing you up. It has to be inspiring, because you have to have the resilience to want it so much that you're willing to get a little bumped and scraped along the way, because you're so excited and so committed to that outcome. Okay, so you want to draw a picture of it. You want to get clear. You want to really know that it's getting you somewhere where you want to go and outside of your comfort zone, right? It's most likely not something that you know, that you see every day, that you already experience. It's going to feel big. It's going to feel scary. That's when you know you've done a good job of creating success beyond your comfort zone. Now, the next thing that has to happen is you actually have to start from the inside out. So we talk about your comfort zone being the inside, right? And that new thing is the outside. Well, this is a little bit of a different way to look at it. Who we are on the inside, our mindset, our beliefs, the thinking, the confidence, all of that stuff inside is actually going to be the rocket boosters that help us leap and sustain this new trajectory and really be able to stay in this bigger zone, in this new level of success once we get there. And so we have to really power up from the inside out if we want to sustain our growth, because otherwise that rubber band gets stretched. And once we get to the level where we think we've never been before and it's too much and it starts to hurt and we freak out and oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, the rubber band snaps back to its original shape and you stay there. Because it's really what's easy. What we're going for is stretching you to new level successes, where this new level success becomes the habit. This new level success becomes the easy new zone to be in. Okay, so in order to do that, we've got to boost the rocket boosters, right? We've got to give them some more power so that they can make this leap and that you're capable of staying there. And that means you need to be able to strengthen your thoughts. You need to have more aligned belief systems. You may need to look at the thoughts that you allow to circulate in your mind all day. They have to be aligned with this new outcome. And that part of this is to let yourself know that all of these things you're feeling when you're in optimal tension, it's normal when you're growing. So instead of buying into, oh, my world is breaking down on me, everything's scary, I'm afraid I have to stop, it's okay. I heard about this on Melanie's podcast. When I'm in this optimal tension, it will feel scary. There will be things I don't know how to do. I will start to feel like things are falling apart sometimes. I have to stick with this because on the other side of this is what I want. And if I retreat right now, I will not get to this new goal. I will literally retreat to my comfort zone. So it's teaching yourself how to think, how to manage the fears, manage the thoughts, manage the experiences and the emotions that come up when we're in optimal tension. So one of the things that I talked about a few episodes back is my morning power routine. So I will link it in the show notes for this episode so you have it, but it's super helpful to power up on the inside and really, you know, put some fuel in those rocket boosters so that you have that resilience, confidence, and personal power to make the leaps, okay? So we might even consider this our second step, is really committing to strengthening from the inside out. So our mindset, our habits, and our environment all have to be up-leveled. So we talked about mindset for a minute, really some new things to tell ourselves about optimal tension and what it's like when you're breaking through these very comfortable layers that we put in place to hold ourselves back. I like to think of it like an egg. Okay, so when the little baby chick is in the egg, you know, it's cozy in there, but the chick has to break itself out. Okay, and here's another level of this too. And I think Jim Quick tells this story where, you know, if you aren't going to push yourself out, the chick has to push itself out. And that's where life is born. But if somebody was to come and like take you out of the baby, the little egg, the little baby chick would die, right? It's got to have the power to push itself out. And that's the inner game. But once we're out in the world and once we've gotten out of that comfort zone, we have to have new habits. And so the habits are what strengthen the capacity to stay in optimal tension and then move into this new place. One of the old sayings is commitment versus interest. So new habits mean you have to actually be committed to the outcome. You have to be committed to the uncomfortableness of these new habits being formed. And that's what gets new behaviors to stick, being willing to be uncomfortable in them for a while. So you may not know what habits you need. One way to figure it out is to look at people who are already where you want to be, who already have that outcome, whether it's a relationship or success or the ideal team or whatever it is, and find out like what habits do they have that allow them to sustain that level of success in whatever it is. Another way to do it is you can hire a coach and reverse engineer it. Okay, if you're really, really savvy at this stuff, you might be able to figure it out on your own. Most people don't, but it's still a good place to be in the inquiry. What are the habits I need to sustain the level of success I see for myself in that new zone and to be able to walk this optimal tension path so that I can create these new outcomes? And then I want to talk about environment, because environment, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated but absolutely critical elements of creating a new level of success and being able to move out of your comfort zone. As I was saying earlier, this guy that I'd coached before, he couldn't move out of his comfort zone because his environment, the people he spent time with, was keeping him stuck there. And he literally, just like that little rubber band that kept expanding and snapping back, he kept snapping back, snapping back, snapping back. And ultimately, the rubber band was actually breaking down and deteriorating, and that's what was happening to him. He was getting very, very ill. He was having a lot of personal problems. He was having a lot of financial problems because his environment was too small. His comfort zone was too small, and it couldn't take him where he needed to go next. So we really have to look at our environments and say, am I in an environment that's allowing me to expand and grow at the level I need? If not, it's time to pop in some new elements to your environment. Get a coach, get in a mastermind, spend time with people who think the way you need to be thinking, who make a habit of living on the edge or outside their comfort zone. So when you know you want new levels of success and you realize you're being held back by your comfort zone, re-listen to this episode. I truly believe that it doesn't matter if you take small, meaningful steps and build up wins. Think of it like a snowball that starts small at the top of the hill and goes down the snowy mountain and gets more energy and more power and it gets bigger as it goes. That's still a successful way to move from one place to the next, to break out of your comfort zone and into the outcomes you want. But it does sometimes take longer. If you're a catapulter, remember, it's not a caterpillar, it's a catapulter. Okay, I love that joke. It's making me laugh. But if you're a catapulter, then you may not need those reinforcements, but you do need to make sure that you are building the habits and environment to keep your comfort zone big and that you don't allow yourself to shrink back in with limiting beliefs and fears and doubts. A optimal tension pathway is always going to feel challenging. There's going to be stuff on that doesn't feel good. Your job is to remember it's a passageway, not a destination. You're not going to live there. And I promise you, once you get into that new, more expanded comfort zone, or you've leapt into a whole new zone, once you start to build momentum there, you'll wonder why you waited so long. It's going to feel better. It's going to feel more expansive. And you are going to be the most amazing version of you there. I'll give you one more little tip as we wrap up here. I have hit many comfort zones, and I've expanded and lived outside my comfort zone many, many times. It's okay to park in a comfort zone for a little while, especially if you've really been pushing yourself over and over and over to expand and grow. Sometimes it's nice to just sit there and go, ah, this feels good. I've worked really hard to get here. But if you are a visionary, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a leader in your movement, you will never be able to stay there very long. Either the universe will push you out, or you'll get restless and you know it's time to go for that next thing. And it'll be time to expand the zone again or leap into a new one. Give yourself permission to leap, because I got to tell you, if you try to hold yourself back or you allow other people to hold you back, you will be miserable. There's something about just the way we are designed. We live, we expand, we create, and we innovate outside the zone. And it is powerful there. Okay, so remember, your superpowers that help you really, really, really confidently make these leaps are confidence, capability, and resilience. And if you don't have enough of it, follow these steps, do the morning routines, get a coach, join a mastermind, do what you need to do to get yourself leaping into new zones. All right, so I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Come on over to the show page at melaniebenson.com/blog, and you can just search for the episode you're listening to. Also, if you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.